Hello.
Hello. Hi, is Mary in?
This is she speaking.
Hi, Mary. This is Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. I know, I'm not sure who's the main point of contact here. Is it you or is it Clyde?
Well, I've been the one that's talking to you all.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, like I said, my name is Jeremiah. I'm with the underwriting team here. So we're in the process here of kind of wrapping this up, and I know you've spoken to a few people, but I'll be the last person you'll be speaking with. And if you decide to go forward with us, I'll be the one helping you with all the paperwork.
Okay,
so I just wanted to touch base with you. I know that to confirm some things, I am waiting on just a couple more things, so I should have an official answer for you by tomorrow. Did you guys have a specific time frame that you're trying to kind of stay in?
Well, not really.
Okay. Just can I go over what I have, and you can tell me if it's correct or not?
Okay.
Okay, so I know you have a couple loans out. You have one with Quarter Spot and one with Can Capital, and your total balances for those two are around $42,700, just give or take. I'm just kind of throwing some numbers out there. And you're looking for a total of $80,000. Is that right? You wanted to pay off those two, just have one loan, and have an extra $40,000 on top to kind of get to the slow period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my big concern here is for your business, do you guys feel like you'll be able to handle it?
Well, that's what I was trying to find out what the payments would be and how long we would have it.
Okay.
What terms we would get.
Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, our fear here is that, you know, we don't want to over leverage you guys. So, I mean, is it possible? I do feel like it's something we can do for you. But I just want to make sure that I don't want to put you guys in a position to where you don't pay us back.
I understand.
So, just speaking, I know this is your slow period of time. That's what I'm worried about. How much can you guys really, you know, afford to be able to pay monthly back? Because I know right now with the two loans for 42, what are you paying a month for those two?
Well, I'm paying $500 a week to Can Capital and $583 to Quarter Spot.
Okay, so you're spending about anywhere from, depending on how many weeks, but close to $5,000-$6,000 a month. Does that sound right? Does that sound correct, Mary?
I guess it would be $4,000.
Right, because you're spending about, you said five and then five for each a week. $583 a week. Okay. So, let's see. $583 a week times 52 weeks. That's $30,000 divided by 12. It's $2,500 a month on one. And what was the other one you were paying a week? Not $583, but...
Well, it's $500 what we've been paying them. Of course, we had at one time paid them more than that, but I mean that's what I'm paying them right now.
Okay, so $500 for one and $583 for the second. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, $500 times 2 divided by 12. So you're paying about $21. Okay, $21.66 plus 25, 26. So you're paying about $46.92 a month, almost. $5,000.
Okay.
So, if we got you a little bit more money, the extra $40,000, what is that $40,000 going to be used for?
Well, just to have like expenses and stuff to just get through the winter.
Okay. And then, what is your considered your winter time? What months?
November, December, January, and February.
November through February, and then after February, it kind of picks back up again.
Yes, and then if we have early spring, February is pretty good, but otherwise, it just depends on the weather.
Yeah, let's do worst case scenario. So let's just say February is slow for you, and then March it picks back up. Okay. And have you taken out a loan for that big before?
Yes. I think canned capsule it had been that
big. Before. Okay. So were you guys able to handle that when you had an amount that big, 80,000?
Well, of course they kind of worked with us about paying it back. I mean, you know, at times our slow time, they would let us, lower the payments or whatever, and then when it's a busier time, we pay them more or whatever. So.
Okay. So they were able to work with you. Good. I mean, we want to be able to work with you guys as well. Let me see here. 5, 6. Okay. So there may be something we can do for you. I just kind of wanted to touch base and let you know that I'll be calling you probably tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to have some offers for you. And I didn't know if I was supposed to speak to Clyde or if I was supposed to speak to you. So.
Well, I've been the one that's been sending all the stuff and all that kind of, you know, sending all the papers and everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's you've been very diligent in sending us everything, and we appreciate that. So I will go ahead and take all this info back here with my team and get some answers for you, and you should be hearing from me hopefully tomorrow there.
Okay, and then if, you know, things you think it's going to be too much, but then maybe we just to pay off canned capsule and keep the other one or whatever.
Okay, you know, yeah. Well, like I said, we want to make sure that we put you guys in a good situation, okay? Yeah. We're not here to just kind of, oh, here's the money and we hope you figure out a way to pay it back. That's not
right.
It's not what we're shooting for here. We want you guys to make sure you're fine, that you'll be able to pay us back, and then hopefully in the future, if you need more money, you come back to us.
Okay,
so let me sit down with my team here, and then we'll get some answers for you, and we'll touch base tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, Mary, did you want to take down my direct line in case you have any questions? You can call me
back. Yes, just a minute. Let me get a pen.
Sure. And do you go by Mary or Marianne?
Marianne.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Just a second.
Oh, no worries. No rush.
I started to say he just said he just wanted to know how long we'd get and what the interest was, what he was interested in doing. But anyway, we're closed on Monday. Our store is, so I'm not at the store right now.
Okay.
But I'll be there tomorrow. But anyway,
okay.
Give me your name and telephone number.
Okay, my direct line is 858-909-8867. My name is Jeremiah, and I'm with the underwriting team here at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Okay, so like I said, let Clyde know that I'll be calling you guys tomorrow. We'll have some numbers for you, and hopefully we're able to work some out here and we can do some business with each other.
Okay, then.
Okay,
right.
Marianne,
okay.
I appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.